This is Patrice for Chico Soul. This week, an investigation into allegations that Mayor Casey Reynolds has a conflict of interest in voting on Chico downtown revitalization efforts, the Orion's report on a lawsuit filed by a former Chico State Ag Dean against the California State University Board of Trustees, and the reversal of a city council vote to hike sewer rates by a dramatic amount. In breaking news, the former mayor of Chico, Ann Schwab, filed a lawsuit against Mayor Casey Reynolds, seeking a court order that would force her to recuse herself from voting on downtown revitalization. The lawsuit alleges that Reynolds violated the Political Reform Act when voting on the downtown revitalization project April 21st. Chico Soul obtained filings in Butte County Superior Court that point out that Reynolds owns a downtown business. Reynolds is the co-owner of Schubert's Ice Cream and Candy. Court documents state that without Reynolds' alleged unlawful participation, the result of the vote on the motion to move forward with the project would have passed by a vote of 3-2. A statement sent to Chico Soul by Peter Washington, Schwab's attorney, alleges that Reynolds violated the Political Reform Act. The act prohibits public officials from using their position to influence a governmental decision in which they have a financial interest. The Fair Political Practices Commission, an independent state agency, has opened an investigation into Reynolds' voting participation, prompted by allegations similar to those made in the lawsuit. As of May 1st, the FPPC had received 41 complaints about Reynolds, according to FPPC documents. In education news, Chico Soul shares a story from the Orion about a former Chico State College of Agriculture dean, Patricia Stock, filing a lawsuit against the CSU system and Chico State's president for alleged discrimination and retaliation. Stock was fired soon after Steve Perez became president of Chico State. According to court documents filed by Stock's attorneys, he fired her because she, quote, antagonized community partners, unquote. But Stock's lawyers allege members of the farm community waged a pressure campaign to remove Stock from her position. Stock had chosen an external Hispanic candidate instead of a local candidate preferred by the Butte County Farm Bureau, a nonprofit organization with faculty and staff ties to the university farm. In local news, the City Chico Council reversed the vote made in March to increase sewer rates, with council members voting in favor of presenting new options at the June 16th meeting. Vice Mayor Dale Bennett expressed his concerns about the impact rate increases will have on citizens and businesses, changing his vote from yes to no. While Councilmember Tom Van Overbeek suggested loan financing options at the May 5th meeting, Councilmember Kate Hawley opposed any proposals that would bring about debt. In election news, Tony Thurmond, the state superintendent of public instruction, says he is the first gubernatorial candidate to vote for abolishing immigration and customs enforcement. In an April 30th briefing with American Community Media, Thurmond said he is not only in favor of, quote, scrapping ICE, but he would also tax for-profit detention centers and invite young Mexicans who live near the U.S. border to attend the state's community colleges. A recent CBS poll shows Thurmond trailing the other seven major candidates, but 52% of the responding voters also said they haven't heard enough about him to decide on whether they would support him in the June primary. As a son of an immigrant mother from Panama with immigrant grandparents from Jamaica and Colombia, he told reporters he wants to be California's first Black and first Latino governor. During the briefing, he also said he supports a wealth tax on billionaires, statewide rent control, and bringing back redevelopment agencies to revitalize downtown areas. This has been Patrice for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chicosoul.org.